No. Okay, we thought you had nothing to do all day except to look up the keys for us. Okay. All right, welcome everyone. Okay, speaking of the keys, I think the suggestion is we do a little bit of keys. It's just we don't know, keep on going in the Gemara. And it's a shtick of the keys, because it's something that I know nothing about. You know, it's like a whole new topic. You know, it's obviously it's connected to our topic, but it brings in some brand new gumbikias. Okay, we'll learn some bikias.
This Rebbe, as far as, I mean, we haven't really looked at the ksos or the nesivis, but ksos mahalach that we're doing with Masik over here, isn't it a little funny to start asking on Rav, who was discussing gzela? Geneva from Mazik, I'm saying he's not discussing the Chiyah Mazik. What is the, how are you going to have a kash on him from the Chiyah Mazik?
Yeah, okay, I hear, especially if they have different Chiyuvim, and you tell me that Geneva is a more, you know, theoretically, it could be an Afkamina even if the Mazik, you pay more, but if the guy has, according to you, right, according theoretically, only if he has Sheva Kesef, so he could pay the mazik with Shavu Kesef, but the gezo amount, he couldn't. So Rav is important to tell you what the chiyuv gezo is. Yes, I hear. Okay, I just feel bad to get into it. Not too bad. I just don't know if we should start going through that ksais and the sivis. It's just very tedious because you have to get into the ksais and then what was the first Nesivis, and then what the Ksais asked him, and why the Nesivis, and the second Nesivis. And I thought we were able to a little tease in the rush, so let's go weiter. We'll go weiter. The mice, I did see one thing in the Sefer Eitzer, before Sheamus, Svardin, what's it called? I forgot what it's called. That he brings that someone asked the Kasha, he brings that the old Rabba. Ask the Kasha, what's the Gemara's problem? The Rav argues with Rabba. Meima pligi Rabba the Rabba. Like what's wrong terrible? So he doesn't bring the Yor Rabba's answer, but he brings someone who says that because Rav wasn't, like the guy said, Rav was a very chashivet amira. Like the people said, Rav Tano Ponik, but he didn't bring that. Just time that Rav was a earlier on Myra, Rabba was a little bit later than Rav, and therefore it's not so mistavra that Rabba would, it's really not that there's nothing wrong with Rav arguing with Rabba, it's when he said that there's something wrong with Rabba arguing with Rav. That's what this person says. That Rabba, who was a little later, would not argue with Rav. Rav was the first generation of a Maron, who was a Rav Tano Padig. So it's a little funny that if Rav argues with Rabba, then Rabba wouldn't disagree. Rabba wouldn't have disagreed with Rav. Okay. All right. That's what I saw someone said. Okay. Let's go further. Okay. So we're doing some bikiyas. Except it's interesting, a little interesting bikiyas. Tani Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, the siyu of the Rav. That they want to bring a raya to Rav. And as Rav said, it's radical kiddush. That basically that you don't pay the kefo kishas geneva. That there's a split between the kefo and the karen. That was Rav's kiddush. He has a drasha that we split the kefo and the karen. Without Rav's kiddush, we would have assumed, this way I'm just sort of incorporating choices later, that without Rav's kiddush, we would have assumed that Karen and Kefo are the same. That's the Pashas. Comes along Rav and he makes a Chiddush that we split the Karen and the Kefo. So Tani Rabbi Chanina, it's you and the Rav. Rabbi Chanina is bringing a Raya to Rav. What's his Raya? Because it says, Bawa Bayis, Shatoan, Dinah's Gana Begotten. Okay, this is a very confusing case. I assume a Baba Bias, I was reading the Baba Bias is not the same person as a Bailim. I assume, seems like he's opposite people. The Baba Bias is It's just the Shomer, right? Is that right? The Baal Bayis taught Tainus Kanafi Bikadim. In other words, someone gave a Baal Bayis a Bikadim, and the Baal Bayis Tainus Kanaf Benishba Ba'ayda. And then he was Nishba. So this is a confusing thing. Why is this confusing? Because
he was both after he took a shvuah.
Well, no, it's confusing because there's two separate halachas here. There's one halacha which is learned in the Torah that if you have a bikadin and you swear falsely that you don't, either you deny that you have it, you never gave it to me, or stunning, whatever you swear falsely. And then we find out that you were lying. So that the halacha is you have to bring a korban and pay an ashem and pay a chaymish. Right? That's it. You have to pay back the karen, obviously. In other words, if you were a shaymer and you wanted to deny the bikadin and you swore falsely, and now, you know, the shomer, the baal bayis, the owner says, you know, give me back my thing. He said, what thing? You never gave me anything. You never gave it to me. Or any other way that he tries to pass it. So it makes no difference. And then you swear falsely. You get caught. So you have to pay the karen, obviously. You pay a chaymish, and which is some kind of kapara. And you pay a... And it's not a knas, it's kapara. The kapara and knas apparently are two separate things. Don't exactly know. And then there's a korban asher. And there's a second halacha that if a shomer, which this guy's also a shomer, is towing dinas ganav, I think it could also be only with a shvua. I'm not sure about that. I think. And then he's caught that he's lying. Then he takes on, he has to pay the chiyuv, if Itain is telling Ganav, not Gazim, he says, since Itain is a Ganav, which a Ganav pays Kefel, so he also have to pay Kefel. Right? This is two separate halachas. One halacha that if you're Nishma, then you try to steal the Bikadin, you have to pay Chaymesh and an Ashim. And then there's a separate halacha of towing Tainus Ganav. Now, what happened here is the two came at the same time because the guy did both. He denied the bikadin, but he denied the bikadin with a towing Tainus Ganav. So therefore, you end up with two totally different chiyuvim from like two different averas that he did. He did the avera of swearing falsely on a bikadin. And he did the Aveira, which is Chayev, a Chaymesh, and an Ashim. And he did the Aveira of Tawai Dainis Ganav, which is Chayev Kefil. Okay. So let's see what happens here. So Baal Bayis Shatoran Dainis Ganav, Vipikadin, Vinishba Vahayda. So now we have these two Chiyuvim and Chayev on him at the same time. Ubo Eidim. And Eidim come and testify they owes it. So im achilo bo edim hayda. So this is holding. Apparently, holding this day is holding. Hayda v'knas v'achar kabo edim is potter. Right. So you were hayda before the edim came. So you're potter from the kefil. So the fact that you were towing time is gone makes it irrelevant because towing time is gone of it's chayv you kefil. Kefil is a knas. Kefil's knas. So since you're made the biknas your potter, there is no din kefil, but you have the din of shuas that you swore falsely on the bikadin. So therefore you mishana and karen chaimesh v'ashim, because that's what you pay for the bikadin, for swearing falsely on the bikadin, and that's none of that is knas. Karen is obviously the what you sow. Chaymesh is kapara. Kapara for some reason is not called knas. and Asher is a carbon. Okay. So now the Hodah doesn't help. So you have to pay Mishalem Tashlume Kefel. So you have to pay Kefel for the Tony Tainus Ganav. You pay Asher because you also did the other Avera of swearing falsely. But Chaimesh, you don't pay. Why? Because since you're paying Kefel, so the Kefel is Yaitzeh, the Vazachas both did it. The Kefel is Yaitzeh, it's in Kefel, and it's Yaitzeh, it's in Chaimesh. Right? That's really the only line that's needed for our Gemara. But the Gemara, meanwhile, we get off on a whole tangent. That the Gemara says that somehow or another, the Kefel simultaneously serves a dual function. So when you pay the Kefel, it also is Yaitzeh the Chaimesh. So what really comes out, at least the way Rashi learns it, so, I mean, I think if I'm right, then both cases you're ending up paying the same amount, no? Because in the first case, you're paying Karen and the Chaimesh and Ashim. And the second case, you're paying Kefel, the Ashim, without the Chaimesh, but the Kefel and the Chaimesh are the same value. So it means you're really paying the same thing in both cases, according to Rashi. She's not at all mashed from the Lashon of the Gemara, but it's one that you're, in the first case, you're paying it mitzah, midin chaimish, and the second case, you're paying it midin, midin kefel. Right? Okay, divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Chachamim oimrim b'roisho u'b'chamishaso. Okay, this is a little bit, I need a chamish. Even though Chumash is not going to help me, regretfully, that the Pasuk says, "Bishinim also berosho, the chamishas of Yosef Adam." So, "Bishinim also berosho" implies Karen. That's Rashi says in Chumash. Rosh amamim, rosho, shinim. Now, the Pasuk says that the shinim also berosho. Which Rashi and Chumash says it means he pays the Karen, because Karen is a Rosh HaMamin. I don't know what that means, Rosh HaMamin. It's the source. It's the source of the whole issue here. It's the whole thing revolved around the Karen. And you add a fit. So he make a drasha, Rosh HaMamishasa. Mamin Amishai Biraish, when you're only paying Karen, which is Raisho, then you have a Chaimesh. Mamin Shemishai Biraish, Amos of Chaimesh. So in the case when there is Kefel, there is no Chaimesh. So there's an Afkamina Lalocha between Rabbi Akiva and Achamim, Rabbi Yaakov and Achamim. The Rabbi Yaakov says, really, you are Chaim the Chaimesh. Except that if the Chaimesh and the Kefel overlap, so you're able to be Yaitzeh with the Kefel, the Chaimesh. What if they don't overlap? Whatever, then you'd have to pay the Chaimesh. According to the Achamim, Sam, whenever there's Kefel, there is no Chiyav Chaimesh. There's a special drasha that there's no Chiyav Chaimesh altogether. And therefore, even if they don't overlap, you're partner from Chaimesh.
What's the laugh coming between the two sheets here in terms of what you're paying?
Well, I mean, the two sheets. I just said the laugh coming is.
But you're paying the same amount of money, though, no?
What?
You're paying the same amount of money.
No, according to the Rabbi Yaakov, there are times that you'd have to pay more. If the Chaimesh doesn't jibe with the Kefel, then you'd have to pay Chaimesh and Kefel.
I know what he's saying is that in this particular case, yeah, in this particular case, there would be not afkamina.
Yeah, but why the rest of the weird cases are not afkamina?
Okay, but in the case, Rashi says this, that I think Rashi says that. I remember someone said it.
Yeah, the second Amud Beis, the second Rashi, Vishainu Vishana Barosh.
Okay, in other words, afilo lo shavin. So that's the machlokes, right? In other words, in the case where it's not shavin, according to Tana Kama, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you only potter from the chaimish if there's shavin. And according to Achamim, because according to the Tana Kama, Rabbi Yaakov, you really are chayv a chaimish, except there's some kind of fascinating thing that one payment can be, you'd say, two, you can kill two birds with one stone, which seems to be, just for the record, that seems to be the theme in this sugya, because that was in the Rush. Remember with the Rush, that without the Leyachayte Nisker, he had that you could be, you'd say, with one payment, both Mazik and Geneva. You know, it seems to be a theme. So there's somehow some kind of idea that one payment can go two ways. Okay, anyway, but so Yaakov holds that the payment of Kepo goes to the Chaimish. Now Chaimim say that there's no Kepo altogether. Okay, there's no Chaimish altogether. Okay. Rav Shimon ben Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, okay, so he says in drasha a little more that not only when there's kefo, there's no chaimish, but there's not even an ashim. Okay, that's really, we're not really interested in a chaim and ashim very chay. Tani Mia, so it says in the brayisha, Rav Yaakov says, chumsho olelo bekfeilo, dear Rav Yaakov, that the chaimish is included in the kefo. So the way Rashi learns that in order to be included, it has to be the same amount, right? Hashib shot is in being included, kefo is much more. Kefo is a double, and chaimish is only a fifth. But Rashi says, that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos maybe disagrees, but the Rashi learns that in order to be included, it has to be the same amount. So the Gemara's problem is, Tani Mias, Chum Shoal Abikvedo, that you have it, that the Chaimish, you Yaitse the Chaimish with the Kefo. Because if they're the same amount, so Hey Chidami, how could you ever have that the Chaimish and the Kefo are the same amount? The Chaimish is a fifth of the carat. And the kefo is double, right? So by definition, the kefo is always going to be five times more than the chaimish. Chaimish is only a fifth extra, and kefo is 100% extra. So how can you say that they're overlap? They don't overlap. That's the Gemara's kasha. Elamats, you have to say, like Rav, that the Mekara Shavya Arba, the Soy Shavya Zuzi, Kfeda Zuza, the Chumsha Zuza, and the Chumsha Zuza. In other words, if you split the Karen from the Kefo, like Rav's Chiddush, the Chumash follows the Karen. So if it started out at five, and now it's down to one. So the carat is five. The chaimish, therefore, is only one. And now, and the kefo is also one, because the kefo shot some other bedin. So that's a raya to Rav. And then let's stop here. I'm a carat, and she's gonna show you take the chaimish and shot some other bedin. Okay. In other words, the Gemara, we'll have to read Rashi. We'll read the Rashi, because Rashi is not so simple. But the way Rav Yaakov said a statement that the kefo, that the chaimish is yaitse with the kefo. So at least the way Rashi learns that it's only yaitse if it's exactly the same. If you overpay, you're not yaitse. You have to pay, it has to be the same amount. So the shayla is, Pasha's kefo is an overpayment. Kefil is more than the chaimish. So how are you yaisei chaimish with the kefil? You're paying more than the chaimish. So you have to say that the chaimish goes by a different time span than the kefil. Sorry, goes in a different time than the chaimish. The chaimish is connected to the karen, and therefore it goes by shasa kineivel. Well, chaimish goes by shasa madvedin. And the Braisa is talking about this case. You have to make a kimpton, the Braisa, where the price went down. And therefore, the Chaimish and the Kefil come out the same. Okay, are we all right so far? I'm showing off my laning skills.
Do we understand for what reason the Sfarah Chitzona is that Chomish is Mishtalim Kishasa Geneva as opposed to Kishasa Madabedin, or?
Yeah, because Chomish is a Chomish of the Kefel and Daalei, the Rush said, because Imai and Mifter, and those are all because of Knas. Chaimish, there is no Maida Biknas by Chaimish. It's Bistarish and the Braisa. The Braisa says, but if you're Maida, you still have a Chaimish. So Chaimish does not have a din of Knas. I'm not so clear on this, that there's certain things called Knas and there's things called Kapara. Now, there's three different things. There's paying what you, the Hezek you did. That's for sure not Knas. Then there's Knas, where there's a din of Moedah B'Knas punishment, where it's given to you as a punishment. And then there's Kapara. Kapara is not punishment. It's not to punish you. Kapara is to give you forgiveness. So Moedah B'Knas Potter is only when we're trying to punish you. But when we're trying to give you forgiveness, there's no din of Moedah B'Knas Potter. This is interesting. Somebody might have thought that the whole punishment is just to give you kapara. That's not true. Punishment could be a deterrent. Punishment is not necessary for kapara. Punishment could be, Stam, we're angry at you, a deterrent, whatever. So punishment, that is a din of moed nebiknas pater. But when you pay extra house kapara, there's no din of moed nebiknas pater. Because it's not, it's a different thing. You need that for your tshuva.
This makes the extra step of the rush necessary. I mean, the rush that we did, because if you just made the argument that everything in Sfarah was supposed to be kishas hageneva, right? And then the pasuk says, no, it repeats that with regards to the karen, it's kishas hageneva. That implies that everything else is not kishas hageneva. And lachor, that should apply to chomesh also.
No, because the pasuk's not talking about a case of chaimish. The pasuk's talking about a ganav. A ganav doesn't have chaimish. Chaimish is a special din when there's a shvua.
There's not a din of there's a din of chaimish by a ganav also.
No, I don't know. Is there? I don't want to show off my lack of bikiyas. What?
What kind of
din chaimish is there?
A ganav who swore about a ganeva.
Okay, that's also because of the shvua. So there. The shvua, but that the parsha of Achya the Karen Gain Shaganav is not discussing with shvua. That chaimish is for kapara for the shvua, not kapara for the stealing, apparently.
Unique to Geneva, though. It's kapara unique to
Okay, but it's connected to the shvua. So the parsha of Achya the Karen Gain Shaganav pashas is not discussing the Avera of Shrua. It's talking about a guy that the only Avera he did was he stole. So since the only Avera he stole, so they're not talking about Chaimish. So Chaimish isn't included in Achya the Karen Gain Shaganav, in the Diyuk. Okay, that's what it seems.
What's the Ashem for Kapara for them?
Ashem is, why can't Ashem be for Kapara?
Well, kapar for what? You need Ashram and the Chumash for the Shvua?
Yeah. It sounds that way. You did an Avla.
You got a carbon.
You need to bring a carbon Ashram and a Chaimesh. They're both Pashas, they're both Kapara. I'm not sure if the Kapara is only for the Shvua alone or for the Shvua plus the Geneva. It could be you did two things wrong.
Do you know
what?
wouldn't normally bring an usher by a stam geneva.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe this combination. You know, I don't know whether is he usher purely for the shrua, or is it because of the combination? Obviously, it's not for the geneva alone, right? That's for sure. Okay, let's read Rashi. Rashi is not so simple, but in order to explain the Gemara, just, and that's where Rashi is coming from. You have to say the problem with the Gemara is the Gemara brings a raya from Rav Yaakov to Rav. Pashup Shat, the Gemara's raya doesn't make sense because so what if, let's say you don't hold like Rav, then it's going to come out that the Karen, the Kefo, will be five times more than the Chaimesh. So good. So since you're overpaying, so Yesh Bechlam Asayimana. So what Rav Yaakov is very good. The Chaimesh is included in the Kefo because the Kefo is more than the Chaimesh. So Rashi is learning, and you know, and that seems to be trying the Gemara, that Rav Yaakov somehow said, Taif is going to argue that Rashi, how he gets in Rav Yaakov. But Rav Yaakov said that in order to be Yaitse, the Chaimesh with the Kefo, it has to be the same amount. It can't be Yaitse, the Chaimesh with the Kefo, with the fact that it's Yesh Beklam Asayimana. That's the main thing that you see in the Gemara. And that's what Rashi's going to comment on. And let's see in Rashi. Okay, Mishanaim Karen, the Chaimesh Ga'ashim. Mishum Shvua. Sounds like, I don't know if you can make a deek, but it sounds like it's the whole shrua, it's just the shrua. I don't know. We'll give you that say shrua and the geneva. Bank on kefo, the moedah b'knas potter. In other words, moedah b'knas gets rid of the kefo, because kefo is a knas, but the chaimesh, which is kapara, you don't get rid of. So you're a hoida after you became nitzchayev. What's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying? As long as we got to fetch a little bit to do something here. What's Rashi saying? And he says, what's he adding into the Gemara? That imi shabo edem hoidem mishane tashumi kefo. Imi shabo edem nishayev the kefo hoidem. Any guess? I would take a guess. There's a day that says Maida Biknas, the Akar Kapo Adem is Pater. But that's obviously how we're going. Now, why is it that Maida Biknas, Akar Kapo Adem is Pater, and Maida Biknas after the Adem came is Chayit? What's the difference?
Well, being Maida after Adem isn't exactly any big. My love.
Okay, so you're saying that because Maida Biknas before the Adem came shows a tzidkus because listen, you were Maida, you didn't have to be Maida.
At least you were
but Maida Biknas after the Adem don't show anything. But the Chayra, you could argue that even Maida Biknas before the Adem came, you know, you knew the Adem were about to come. And that's good for the Pshan, the Man, Damar, Maida, Biknas, Fakabo, Adem, is Chayiv, because we assume you knew there were Adem there and you knew the Adem were going to come. So it doesn't show any great sitkas. So the question is like this: there's a machloikas. Maida, Biknas, the Akabo, Adem, is Potter or not. So what's the machloikas revolve around?
Whether the Adem created the Din, right?
What?
If the Adem created the Din. If the Adem create the Chiyuv.
So what if the Adem create the Chiyuv? But why can't I now make a Maida to get put to her?
But the Chiyuv came before the Hodah. The Hodah has come before the Chiyuv.
Okay, in other words, it's a very interesting Chakira. We got to make a lumbus here, something. Yeah. Why is it that Moedah B'Knah, that if the Eidim come first, and then you're Moedah, you're not Pater. So Aaron Herzberg said, because Yashikaya, the only reason we Pater you is because you showed Sitkes, because you were Moedah. We know you, there's no Sitkes in me Moedah after Eidim. But that's not so Pashit, because you could tell that there's no Sitkes before the Eidim also. So the other side of saying is, no, really, there's no, the mitzada hodah, there's no difference between your maida before the Eidim came or after the Eidim come. You know the Eidim are about to come. You're no more or less of a tzaddik. The difference is that before the Eidim came, your hodah got in before the chiyuv is chow, so therefore the chiyuv isn't chow. But once the chiyuv is chow, in other words, a hodah can stop a chiyuv from coming, but it can't take off a chiyuv once it came already. Since when Eidim came, there's a chiyuv. Once there's a chiyuv, the hodah can't, the hodah doesn't have a kayach to pater a chiyuv. It only has a kayach to stop a chiyuv. So that would fit very nicely in Rashi's Russian, right? I mean, Shabo Eidim is chayah b'keifo. In other words, the maila of Bo Eidim is because they're mechayah of you in keifo. And therefore the chiyuv came already. Oh, the chiyuv came already, then it's too late. It's not because they bow Eidim. But as Rashi, I don't know, maybe he's putting too much, and it's a little funny where Rashi should say it, but I don't know. Now there's Rashi is telling you the lumdus. If you hold Moedah B'Knas, Achar Gabo Eidim is Potter, which is this price obviously holds, so why Moedah B'Knas, Achar Eidim is Chayiv? What's the diff? Right, that's what Rashi would say, what's the diff? What's the difference between before the Eidim and after the Eidim? There it says, Mishabo Eidim is Chayiv B'Keifo. Because once the Eidim come, there's an automatic Chiyuv. Once there's a Chiyuv, then it's too late. Right? You know, it's a little mashma and Rashi. I don't know if there is such a case, but if Lu Yitzur, you could come up with a case where their Eidim came and the Chiyuv didn't come yet, for some reason, I don't know, then the Hodah could still work. Right? That's what it's Mashma and Rashi. It's the reason why the Hodah didn't work is Mishabo Eidim, Mishai B'Keifo, and then you were Hodah. Now, it could be that I'm assuming there's no such case because otherwise it would be too famous.
So why not? Let's see Moedah while they're doing Drisha V'Chakira on the Eidim. Like, he sees Basin starts to ask the Eidims, where were you on, like, last week? And they start, and he realizes they're going to eventually.
Okay. So that's what it's Mashma, no? I mean, doesn't that sound like a good kiyuk in Rashi? That Rashi is Mashma, that you have to have Yishabo Eidim, V'Nitzchaya B'Kezo Eidim. So Rashi's Mashma, that you have to be Moedah after Nitzchaya B'Kezo. Right, which means that okay, then you're getting good.
The Avnei Nezer is cited here as making that diak, and he says there's no such halacha, so he's
he talked about that. He makes Aaron Herzberg's example.
Yeah, he says. He says.
Anyone argues with the Avnei Nezer?
One second. Let me hear what he says.
One second, I lost the spot. He said.
How do you have a bikias and Avnei Nezer? Who quotes the Avnei Nezer?
Over the Rosalind.
What, you're in the Mafteah,
yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't really quote him, but just the, all right.
He quotes the question. I'm sorry, I lost the spot. But he says, Mashra de Mefaresh, Dahainu Dafka Shahoda La'akir Gemar Din, Vitamua Lama Hutzrich Laka, Halo Milsa de Pshita He, the Kaven Shabo Eidim Shuv Lo Mahani Hoda Asala Potro.
Okay. So we're saying not like that.
The Avnei Nezer is being more aggressive. The Diyuk that Avnei Nezer made is more aggressive than yours.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's saying that it's talking about a case where it's Achar Gemar Din. He's reading Rashi, Nischayv B'Kefel, as being after Gemar Din. Rebbe wasn't saying that.
Rebbe was saying that when you're nishayev, whatever the status of nishayev.
No, but the gelum de shechiv. Avnei Nezer testified. Everything you need to be chayev is there.
Is reading. You're only nishayev at the point of gemar din. That's the point where you're nishayev. So
okay. But anyway, it's
say that these are there.
Interesting China. Okay, I don't think I want to get back down here, but it's it. Okay, so mechavim to the Avnei Nezer. That's Baruch Hashem. That's good. So the Avnei Nezer makes his tiyuk that Rashi is mashma that the din of moed, if you hold moed of the knas, the acher kapo edim is potter. I don't think it's so crazy because moed, we're going in the mandomar moed of the knas, the acher kapo edim is potter. Right, which I don't know if that's how we, you know, most people, I mean, I don't know, most people, there's a lot of people hold moed of the knas, the acher kapo is chayim. But this brisa is holding moed of the knas, the acher kapo edim is potter. So, and that could be even, you know, I'm saying, even if you knew the Eidim were about to come, because the price is not mechanic. So the price is mashma, that even if you knew for sure they're about to come. So it's not so crazy to hear what we're saying, that the reason why you're, that what's the difference? What's the difference if you're, if it's, what's the difference if it's in between the cases? Okay,
so
let's go further.
Someone mute. Love it. Love it.
You gotta mute it. What? Oh, you got
it. Love it, Max. Love it, Max. Please mute it. Please mute it.
Love it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We got a little chassin of music. Okay. Let me read the next Rashi. But that's an interesting shayla. The shayla is, according to the Madom, our Modri Knas, Akabo Edom is Potter. What is the reason why you're Potter? Is it Potter because you showed some sincerity? That's what Aaron Hertzberg said. That's the pashtus. Or is it because you got in before the Chiyuv? And if therefore, who then? And Mashmos, if you could somehow or another get in before the Chiyuv, even after the Eidim come, you'd still be Potter. So the Avnei Nezer says it's ridiculous. But I don't know, you know, it's not, I'm not saying I'm not about Plukta of Avnei Nezer, but it doesn't sound like the strongest caution in the world, because it doesn't like he's saying that the Bikiyas is that you're, he's just saying it's like, we never found such a thing. Okay, so here you found it. It's like, I used to have that all the time with Rav Shia. I used to make a dig from Rashi. He said, it's too radical. He would say, tell me it's a misprint in Rashi. You know, okay. And you know, that's radical. That's the mashmos of Rashi. Such a radical chiddush. Okay, that's the reason that's Rashi.
It may be no getting the Havana over here. It might be that you, in order to say this idea of Olabik Phalo, might need to be that there's an, you start with the Chiv of Kephil. And therefore you don't, it's not added the Chiv of Komish.
Okay, let me, it's going to be going to get to the next Rashi. So let me read the next Rashi. But I'm thinking about whether you want to say that maybe Rashi would agree with the Avnei Nezer, and he only said it here because it's Mukhruch and Har Sugya for some reason.
How come the
interesting, an interesting thought. But let's continue, and then we'll see. But maybe that would be even more interesting. That would be that the Avnei Nezer's Bikiyas could be right. And this Rashi is, and this is obviously has some unique Shita, because just like we're not going to ask from this Gemara on the Mount Damar, Moed of the Knas, Akak Bo, Edom is Potter. Okay, it's a different Shita. Okay, the next read the next Rashi. Mishan and Kesho, the Oshem, the Chomish, Oido, Betocha, Kesho. Tre Chomish, the Bainimu. In other words, since you pay the Chomish, even though the Chomish is a Kapara, but it goes to the Bainim. So you pay the Chomish to the same person that you pay the Kefil, Vuhu Shako. And I think it means that he takes Vuhu Shako. What does that mean? Vuhu Shako? Vuhu Shako? He takes the Kefil?
He took, meaning because he took the Kefil. The Kefil.
The Kefil, yeah, okay.
The Kefil, again, the language of the Bryce itself is indicative that Kefil preceded the Chomesh, because it's saying that the Chomesh is Ola Bekfelo.
Yes. Shre Chomesh Abayim Hu, Vuhu Shako. He took the Kefil. Now, Korchach, Hodam, or Rabbi Yaakov, Bisheshavim Ke'echot. They have to be the same exact price. The Chomish and the Kefil. HaChomish by Kefil, Kamari. And that's the whole Raya to Rab. Why? Because if the kfeir is more, so I would have said, so good. If it's more, so you the nicer you were yaitza, you paid. So you know, lav klumsha ave. That wouldn't be a chaymish. But omip debe abnisharem chaymish.
Okay.
The chaymish kapara de shul. Okay, so the million-dollar shaita. This is, I think, we got an interesting shaita. Even though we're doing bikiyas today, we got a little lumbus. Why does Rashi add these last four words? The chaymish kapara de shul. Why is that relevant? That's not... We that really the fact that chaymish kapara de shua, you had to know that before. In other words, when it said before in the Mishnah, when it said in the first Rashi, Mishanim Kerev chaymish va'ashem, you have to know that chaymish is kapara because otherwise, if chaymish would be knas, you'd be made the knas potter, just like you made that on the kefil your potter. So we have to know. That chaymish is kapara and not kanat, that's for the Rashi, Dibri Amaska, Mishan and Karim chaymish, for Asher. Why does Rashi, in this Rashi, two Rashis later, stick in to chaymish kapara de shruahu? Why is that relevant to anything?
That's why because if it was mamon, it would be Kamasai Mana.
So, in other words, as Rashi's saying like this, it would be mamon. So then,
after it goes to
the sayamana. But if it's kapara, then not. What's the difference? Why is there a difference? If it's mamon, you can say, if it's mamon, yesh b'chlal masayamana, and if it's kapara, you don't say yesh b'chlal masayamana. What's the difference?
The parah may be totally on the tzura of the chumash, no?
It has to be a chumash. In order for the parah to work, it has to be a chumash.
Now, you're saying like this. If it's mamon, if I owe you $10 and I give you $20, so of course I'm yotzei my chiyuv. And if I owe you $10, and I don't have change. They say, here, it's I owe you $10, here's $20. No one can say you're not yaitzi your chiyuv. Because obviously, and it comes if you have money, so you give more, you're yaitzi it. Of course, it's a svar, it's a davar pashut, we say, yesh b'klal masayim mana. So if it would be a chaymesh would be a chiyuv mamon, so there's no svara under the sun not to say, I mean, if you're able to pay, it'll be a chiyuv to say that two chiyuvim don't overlap. Because if you have two chiyuvim mamon, so possibly you have to pay both. But if lo yitzor, you can somehow overlap. So there's no svara that you can only be yaitzei if it's exactly the same. But if it's more, you can't be yaitzei. Because why not? I can pay my, if I owe you $10, I can pay the $10 by giving you $20. But if it's kapara, so then why not? So then it makes sense. Why does kapara make sense?
Because kapara requires a specific tsura.
In other words, so you're saying that the kapara is not because I gave you the money. It's the kapara is for the maisa. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's like, the kapara is, in other words, what is the Torah? It's a ceremonial, so to speak. In other words, the when I owe you money, it's not the ceremony. It's the just give me the money that you owe me. I don't care how you give it to me. But it's not the maisa. You know, there's this very famous yeshiva shechakira. Is the ikar the maisa or the ikar the tzotzah? You know, on everything that you have, what is the Torah makbid on? Is the mitzvah approval? Is the mitzvah the maisa or the mitzvah the tzotzah? Say someone's drowning. Is the mitzvah the maisa or mitzvah the tzotzah? Learning. Is a mitzvah to learn or is a mitzvah to know? So by paying back money, Parshat Shav, the mitzvah is the tzotzah. The mitzvah is to get the guy back his money. I don't care how you get him back his money. You know, there's no difference. In other words, there's no requirement. You know, no one would ever say, I don't know if there'd be a sara of mitzvah bo yeshemi mishlucho. I don't know, because there's no, the mitzvah is just to bring about the result. I don't know. There's no mitzvah in the maisa. The mitzvah is bringing about the result of the maisa. But here, by kapara, sounds like Rashi's saying, by kapara, the kapara is brought about by paying chaimesh. There's something about paying chaimesh. So when you overpay, so it's not, you don't have that mice of chaimesh, right? It's not a mice of chaimesh. So therefore, there's no kapara. It sounds like.
Like a korban, you wouldn't start saying that a korban, you're gonna make a bigger, you know, you got to do the korban how the korban's to be done. So the korban's,
that's a very good mashal. I like that mashal. In other words, if the Torah said to bring a baby, a korban, day old, and you bring a korban that's twice as big, so very nice. You did more, but more is not what you're supposed to do. You're baking a cake. And you add, you know, it said add a cup of oil. And then I figured out, why should we be stingy? I'll make add 2 cups, it'll be better. Right? In other words, if it's a maisa, then you gotta do the maisa the way the maisa is done. If it's a chiyav maminis, so this, I just need the result. I got you your money, I got you more, so what?
Why can't you pay the kefil like 2 installments? Pay a kefil that's connected to chumash, then pay the rest like a separate.
Right. So it seems that if you're paying chumash, that's not tashlumen. That's not what you owe him. That's your. I'm obligated mitzidi to give chumash as opposed to kanas, where no, it's a monetary ischayavus. It's not. The chomish is not coming as in a fulfillment of a monetary ischayavus. It's coming to fulfill my personal obligation to give you chomish. It's like a matana in relation to the.
No, but Aaron is asking, why can't the guy be smart and pay the kato and break it up? Okay, I don't know.
You can't break it up. I'm saying, what does it mean to break it up? It means that I'm giving you this as chomish. If you're giving him something as chomish, that's a matana.
Let's say all he had on hand was like half the kefil, and he said, all right, I'll have to get the rest of it like next week. So here's half of it, and that's the chumash. And then next week he'll get a new paycheck.
Then that's half the kefil. It's not a chumash.
But there is a noticeable chumash over here.
I'm doing a hetzi davar. I'm not.
You think halachically there's a problem with paying kefil that way? No, there's no problem. I don't think there's a problem.
I'm not paying kefil, but what am I doing? I'm making a half installment on the. I'm not.
We're not worried about the kefil now. Let's as far as the chomish, am I fulfilling chomish this way?
Yeah, I hear the question, and I just want to point out something else. Hey, we look at everything together. Tysus and Ahmed Bey, when Tysus quotes Rashi, Tysus says. Let's see how Tavis quotes Rashi. Tavis on top of Amud Beis. Feda arba lechamisha zuza. Fima shapirish kuntris. Tuchumsha oidel o big feda. Shemeshanem esar kefil. Benifter bekach min achoymish. Kosa beksas. Ma bekach ik feda arba lechumsha zuza. In other words, what would happen if it's an overkill? Here's our Rashi. The less like kapara b'chaimish. If it's an overkill, you don't get kapara. Kiven she'ein nicker umuvla b'tocha kefil. Because it's not nicker. Umuvla b'tocha kefil. It's not nicker. I'm just wondering, is that exactly the svara that we were saying? Because it's not nicker. See, Shamir is shaking his head, no. We were saying sort of a svara, like with the baking of the cake or the korban, that it just, it's you did koha moizav gareya. You went ahead, and the cake calls for one cup of oil, and you put in two cups of oil. It messes it up, because this is not the Torah has the exact thing that makes a kapara, and you have to do the if you want to get the kapara, you have to do it exactly the way the Torah said. You can't be called mice of Gareya. You put on tefillin with five parshas. It's not tefillin. You can't do five parshas. You can't do three parshas. You do too much. It's also no good. So we were saying it, and is that since it's kapara, so therefore it has to be done the way the Torah said. When you do more, you're doing something different. More is not the same. More is something else. More is a different ma'isa. Rabbi Chait used to say in Israel, Rabbi Moshe Chait, that a person, I don't remember what the chazah was, but he says that a person has a yetzahara, he doesn't want to be an eved to Hashem. So what does he do? He does more than Hashem tells him. But this way, I'm not an eved. I'm not doing it because you told me, I'm doing more. So he says, more is not the same as doing the same. More is a different action. So we were learning Rashi Svara that since it's kapara, so the kapara, there's an exact ingredient of what you need to be kapara. So when you do more, that's not it. Taisus quotes Rashi because it's not nikar. She ain't nikar. It sounds like a completely different svara. It's not nikar. What? You know, this might also be because it's kapara. It might also fit into the words of Rashi. Well, because by payment, you know, and by mummy, you don't need nikar. But he's saying it has to be nikar.
Why? Like, what is that? Who cares
with nikar? It could also be because of kapara, but it's a different svara. In other words, for some reason, in kapara needs to be nikar. When you pay chayv is mamin, there's no chayv of nikar. When you do a kapara, it has to be nikar. Maybe part of kapara is a hirure tshuva. Is it you're embarrassed? You're going through the procedure of doing tshuva.
It still so it has sounds
nikar that you're doing tshuva.
How is it nikar? How is it nikar when they're the same? And saying, wow, it's how is it not? Maybe you're just giving kefil. But what makes it more nikar when their mamish line up?
Yeah, I hear, but I just it's very interesting. Now that Rashi, we would have learned Rashi. I think that's true. That we learned Rashi different than Taisus. That's what I think so.
Tosus would address Aaron Hertzberg and Sandy's question, though. Because it's still muvla in the payment of it's still muvla in paying for the kfeila.
How do you break it up?
It's still muvla in paying for the kfeila. This is all paying for the kfeila.
Break it up, and then it's not muvla anymore. By definition, now you make it a super hacker. Here, this is a
chomesh. Why when it's shoving? Why is it when it's shoving? It's not considered muvla according to you.
All we were trying to do
is create a situation where it's going to be equal, meaning one installment is going to be equal.
Simply speaking, the idea when they're equal is that it's no more of a shame kefil than it is a shame kefil. It's like havlo, like you're working before Shabbos, after Shabbos, on Shabbos. It's behav, the payments behavlo, the kefil. Then that's not on it.
Okay, the truth is, I hear the other way. I hear the way we said it. It's easier to answer their question because we said it's an overkill. So an overkill might be it doesn't make a difference if you put in two cups of oil when you only need one cup of oil. It doesn't help that you put one cup and then you waited 10 minutes and then you put in the second cup. It's still an overkill. So according to we were saying it, the Torah said if you want to get the kapara, you have to do a chaymish. If you're paying kefil and the kefil is more, it's not chaymish. Ah, you broke into two payments. So it's like you broke the oil into two. You put a mice at the end of the day, you put in too much oil in the cake. So it won't work. So at the end of the day, let me skip because I want it running out of time. In other words, the way Tosfos says it, that the vort is that it's not nicker. So then I think they have a much better question. So why can't you break it up? And you'll say, listen, first I'm going to pay you the exact amount of the chaimish, and I'm breaking it up to the smaller amount because I want it to be the same as a chaimish, and that should make it nicker. That would sound like it's nicker. I'm going to give another payment. So that makes it not nicker, because people are going to see the later payment and they're going to think, I don't know, that's a little bit harder. Especially if you said beferish, you're breaking it up because you want to be yaitzi the chaimish. So you say that the later payment ruins that it's not nicker. I don't know, it's much harder. But according to us, the way I would have said it like you, sure. I was thinking like you also. That's why I call it like us. Okay, I'm taking credit for your pshat. But the way I would have said it, and you said it, is that it's not a word that it's not nicker. It's that call mice of Gorea. It's not the result, it's a mice. It's a mice. You didn't do the mice the way the Torah said to do the mice. So when you add more, at the end of the day, it's a different mice. It's not, you didn't pay $5, you pay $10. It's a different mice. It's a different mice. In other words, according to the way I would learn Rashi, Rashi is saying a very fascinating thing. And it's even mistaken. One payment, two chayvets. Kupa doesn't make sense. If I owe you for two different things, so I can make one payment and be yaitzi of two chiyuvim, the whole point is because one's a chiyuv mamon and one's not a chiyuv mamon. So one is, one's a chiyuv mamon and one is a ceremonial. So then I can be, I'm doing two things. I'm giving you the mamon and I'm doing the ceremony. If the Lulia story I owed you two times mamon, then there's no svar on the son, the chayra, that you can be yaitzi two chiyuv mamon with one payment. But the whole point is that it's not two chiyuv mamon. It's one's a chiyuv mamon and one ceremonial. So one payment can be both. It's b'vas achas a payment, it's b'vas achas a ceremony. Says Rashi that in order to be the ceremony, it has to be the same amount. So Taithas learned shot because otherwise it's not nicker. And we would have said because it's not the right ceremony. It ruins the ceremony. Because called Moisef Gorea, this is not the ceremony the Torah said. Okay, it's not Nogea to our Karen Gain Shagana, but it's a very interesting thing that you can do kill two birds with one stone. You don't usually find that one payment, and it's fulfilling Rav Yaakov's Chiddush. Is one payment fulfills two totally different concepts. So the svara is where it's seen out there because it's really two different chiyuvim, it's two different tracks. One's a chiyuv to pay money and one's to do a maisa. So I can do both at the same time. Then the kasha they're asking is why can't you break it up? So that's a good question. Why can't you break it up?
Yeah. I thought Rebbe was saying that you can't break it up because since you're gonna do the latter payment, that latter
in my mind, I think I do hear it, that it becomes a different ceremony because they're both part of your ceremony. The Maisa, this is also part of the ceremony, and now you end up doing a different ceremony. But that's not really what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying because it's not nicker. I don't think that's what we're saying. We're saying that the maisa is also a ceremony. So if you do two maisa, you did a double ceremony. It's lahavdil. I'm not so much into kedushin, but there's people that in the world today, there's a double ring ceremony. You people familiar? So someone told me that people say if the man gives a girl a ring, and then the girl goes back and gives the man a ring, some people say that that might invalidate the Kedushin. Even though when he gives her the ring, it's perfect Kedushin. Right? Now she, I maybe has to be told Kedei Dibor, gives him a ring, then that, I don't know if that might just be a Chumla Yisera. But someone told me that there's such a sheet out there.
She's not really accepting to be married with the acceptance of his ring. The marriage is with the.
In other words, it's her adding, her giving a ring, changes the definition of what the meaning of his giving her a ring.
So long
in order for him, the more to marry a woman, you have to buy her. He should nick this. So if I give you and you don't give me, then I'm buying you. But if I give you and you give me, then I'm not buying you. So her action later changes the definition of his action. Right? So that's what we're saying here too. When you go ahead and you give, it's not like the way Titus is saying it. If you go ahead and you pay extra money later in Kefo, even if you do it like Sandy, you break up in two times. So you're now redefining what you did. That first mice, it wasn't Stam I gave the zuz. You gave five zuz. So it changes what your mice was. And it becomes a different mice. Once it becomes a different mice, it's not Yaitzi, the chiyuv of Kaifer Kapara. Okay. I think we should, for the sake of, this doesn't happen to be an interesting Gemara, but for the sake of, I think we should skip a little bit to Omar Ravi Loi. That's the next to the last small line. I know that this gets into this whole thing. Now the Gemara is going to get into this whole thing about the Chaimesh, and it's all a whole different sugya. It happens to be interesting, but I think we should stick to our Bava Kamma. So okay, so
the person taking like four shavuos on the same thing.
What?
Well, what's the case of a person? How's a track to take like four shavuos on the same thing? Allow such a thing?
I don't know. I don't know why not. You keep on swearing.
The base is not going to step in it like.
Okay. I saved the day because I said we're skipping that Gemara.
If Lucisa's Mizazia Olam
said. Okay, but you can learn the Gemara yourself. So we're going to start tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, from Amarav Yiloi. Kanav Tev and Asa Ayo. That's the last small line on the page. Okay. Maya Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
All right.